Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My son, take my words to heart.
Do as I say, and you will live.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Stand firm, and do not take on yourselves the yoke of slavery a second time. Pay close attention to me, Paul. When I tell you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no use to you, I point out once more to all who receive circumcision that they are bound to the law in its entirety. Any of you who seek justification in the law have severed yourselves from Christ and fallen from God's favor. It is in the Spirit that we eagerly await the justification we hope for, and only faith can yield it. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the lack of it counts for anything. Only faith, which expresses itself through love. You were progressing so very well. Who diverted you from the path of truth? Such enticement does not come from him who calls you. A little yeast can affect the entire dough. I trust that in the Lord, you will not adopt a different view. May condemnation fall on whoever it is that is unsettling you. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why do the attacks on me continue? If I were, the cross would be a stumbling block no more. Would that those who are troubling you might go on the whole way and castrate themselves. My brothers, remember that you have been called to live in freedom, but not a freedom that gives free rein to the flesh. Out of love, place yourself at one another's service. The whole law has found its fulfillment in this one saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you go on biting and tearing one another to pieces, take care. You will end up in mutual destruction. My point is that you should live in accord with the Spirit, and you will not yield to the cravings of the flesh. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The two are directly opposed. This is why you do not do what your will intends. If you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. It is obvious what proceeds from the flesh: lewd conduct, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, bickering, jealousy, outbursts of rage, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Against such, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. The Word of the Lord. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace.
Since we live by the Spirit, let him direct our lives.
The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace.
A reading from a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Our Lord Jesus Christ, born true man without ever ceasing to be true God, began in his person a new creation, and by the manner of his birth, gave man a spiritual origin. What mind can grasp this mystery? What tongue can fittingly recount this gift of love? Guilt becomes innocence, old becomes new. Strangers are adopted, and outsiders are made heirs. Rouse yourself, man, and recognize the dignity of your nature. Remember that you were made in God's image, though corrupted in Adam. That image has been restored in Christ. Use creatures as they should be used: the earth, the sea, the sky, the air. the springs, and the rivers. Give praise and glory to their Creator for all that you find beautiful and wonderful in them. See with your bodily eyes the light that shines on earth, but embrace with your whole soul and all your affections the true light which enlightens every man who comes into this world. Speaking of this light, the prophet said, "Draw close to him, and let his light shine upon you, and your face will not blush with shame." If we are indeed the temple of God, and if the Spirit of God lives in us, then what every believer has within himself is greater than what he admires in the skies. Our words and exhortations are not intended to make you disdain God's works or think there is anything contrary to your faith in creation. For the good God has himself made all things good. What we do ask is that you use reasonably and with moderation all the marvelous creatures which adorn this world. As the apostle says, "The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." For we are born in the present only to be reborn in the future. Our attachment, therefore, should not be to the transitory. Instead, we must be intent upon the eternal. Let us think of how divine grace has transformed our earthly natures so that we may contemplate more closely our heavenly hope. We hear the apostle say, "You are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. But when Christ your life appears, then you will also appear in glory with him, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen."
I will sing a new song to you, O God.
I will sing to you and play on the ten-stringed lyre.
You are my God. I give you praise. My God, I give thanks to you.
I will sing to you and play on the ten-stringed lyre. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that, relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.